I'm Benjamin Hutchinson alongside Lance Cornelison and Coach Homer. And joining us now on the postgame, head coach Chad Novak. And Coach, tough loss tonight. You guys fall in this one, 68-53 to Garden City.
Yeah, you know, that was not our best night, but, you know, credit Garden City. They played a great second half, and, you know, our second half was pretty below average, but, you know, that's why we play the game. We'll see what we need to work on and get better.
Caden Johnson fouled out tonight, but he had 11 points, and at times in the first half, he really was the spark offensively for the Longhorns. Talk about his effort down low for you guys.
Yeah, you know, he had good moments. You know, when he's physical down low and gets big and wants the ball, good things can happen. But, you know, we also got to be smart on the defensive side. We can't be getting cheap fouls that get us in foul trouble. And we had a bunch of guys that were kind of trying to do too much and just being solid and instead of just being solid. But, yeah, foul trouble got us a little bit tonight, but, you know, that was, again, credit to Garden, and they did a good job tonight.
With Garden's speed, we weren't sure how much we would see Cooper Tischner. He came in that first half and just balled out. 7 total points, just 1 rebound. But his effort was tremendous, especially there in the first half when you needed a spark off the bench.
Yeah, he came in and put in some good minutes for us. You know, he was physical and did a good job of getting big on in the post, and our guys did a good job of during that time getting him the ball and finishing. But, yeah, he had a good spark for us when he came in.
And then Damon Mesa, 11 points, 3 rebounds for him. Another night where he really balled out. Still struggling from the free throw line, but talk about the effort from the sophomore there.
Yeah, he I would say of the two out of our 7 that played, the two that I thought were the most composed and handled the pressure of the atmosphere and stuff were our two sophomores. I thought our upperclassmen kind of struggled a little bit tonight, and we kind of, in the locker room, we talked about that, how those two did a great job of just composing themselves and letting the game come to them. So, yeah, hats off to those two for, you know, just playing basketball.
You know, we've talked about this over the years. You know, you hate to lose, but, you know, maybe this, you know, might be a decent loss for you guys. I don't want to say good loss, but a decent loss for you guys. So that way it might, you know, kick the kids going forward into the GWAC. What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, we said the exact same thing in the locker room was, you know, you don't like to lose, but losses can be a good thing if you learn from it. You know, things we need to learn from tonight, you're not going to win any games having 19 turnovers. You're not going to win any games going 13 from 30 from the free throw line. You're not going to win any games when you're in foul trouble. You're not going to win any games when we don't execute. I thought, you know, we've been executing pretty well, even though we do a pretty good job of in transition of getting out and going. But when, you know, the last few games, we have executed our sets or whatever it may be really well. And tonight, we had guys running the wrong way on stuff, and it just wasn't a good night for us. But, again, those are things that we're going to be able to see on film. The kids know it. They're frustrated, and they're frustrated themselves because they know they're better than that. And so, yeah, we'll definitely get better from this. We talked about this the last 2 years. We kind of had that same look, you know, where teams made a run on us and we just couldn't get out of that funk. And, you know, we've got to be able to find a way to battle through those stretches where we're not playing well. And tonight we didn't do that, but, you know, we will. We'll find a way.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be in that film session when you go over that. You know, you got Colby Tuesday at Colby. What can we expect Tuesday? Have you seen anything on them?
Yeah, real patient. They're going to run a lot of offense. Defensively, they'll run some 2-3, some 3-2, some man. But they're going to be a real patient team. You know, they like to take the air out of the ball, and they like to limit your possessions, and that's something that is totally against what we do. So we're just going to have to find a way to speed them up and get the ball up and down. Probably they're the best player, obviously the Vaughn kid, and we're going to have to make sure we're keen on him.
Well, Coach, you know, tough loss tonight, but thanks for coming up and chatting with us, and good luck next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That was Chad Novak. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. This is Longhorn Basketball on 1030 AM KBUF.